There's so much controversy over the national anthem and football players, and are you offended by their kneeling? Do you support their kneeling? Do you not like their kneeling, but you support it? Do you think that they should be fired? Well, oh, it's so confusing. We're going to talk about kind of what do you hold on to right now on the corner of truth and life. Hello and welcome to the Corner of Truth and Life. This is Ira Hall, and we've been talking about in this series, each week, each series, each episode, we've been talking about the idea of that just because somebody calls themselves a Christian doesn't mean they are. A lot of people give a lot of definitions for what is a Christian. A lot of people, you know, kind of redefine it so that they'll fit it. And yet, what we are looking at is, well, what does the Bible say? What does Jesus Christ, who, you know, there's the name, Christian, what does Jesus Christ say about what a Christian truly is? Because, you know, people can make up definitions, but that doesn't mean it's real. I mean, I can, you know, I could pick up a name and call myself that. Is that truly my name? And so what is a Christian, at least according to the Bible, at least according to what Jesus himself said and those that wrote the Bible, what does it say about the definition of a Christian? What does it really mean? And so we've been looking in each episode at about different things to distinguish what is the true nature of a true Christian as opposed to someone who's just kind of using their own definition and making it mean whatever they want it to mean. Because for me, it's, well, I want to know what the guy that I'm claiming to follow said. And so this week in 1 John 4, we find a kind of a very clear statement about Jesus and what does it mean to be a Christian and be a follower of God. And in 1 John 4, right off the bat, verse 1, John says, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world." And right there we go, well, wait a minute. There's an important warning to know that there's plenty of fakes. And that's why I mentioned a minute ago in the opening of the episode about the idea of the football players, because one of the big struggles over the football players kneeling. And I don't want to get into it because I'm sure we have a great diversity of belief on that, from those who support it to those who are angered by it. And so I don't wanna stir that hornet's nest up today. But it comes down to, well, how do you define who's a true patriot? Who's truly patriotic? And those that support the kneelers say, well, listen, they are exercising the freedom that the soldiers died for. They are protesting injustice, which is American. And so they're patriotic. But then the other side says, oh my goodness, listen, this is the flag. People bled and died for this. Soldiers went to war for the flag and all that it represents, and you are disrespecting that. That is the very definition of unpatriotic. That is un-American. And so here we have two just violently different ideas of how you define patriotism. And each side believes that the other side has a false version, that it's not true. And so here we have to understand that here in John, he's saying, listen, there are false prophets. There are false versions. And so that not everyone who says they're from God, they're a Christian, they're not all telling the truth, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. And so then he starts giving a test. Verse 2, he says, "So by this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God, and every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming, and now is in the world already. And that's not Antichrist with a capital A, the Antichrist, you know, some evil guy moving in behind the scenes with the Illuminati and all that. It's not that. It's just the spirit of Antichrist, the spirits that oppose the true Jesus. And he says, so here's the thing you need to know. Does the person confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh? And this is important because there's a lot of ones that say, well, he did, but he didn't. He was a prophet. He was just an exalted human. And it changes who Jesus is. They still say, oh, I believe in Jesus, but Jesus is, you know, like he's just a prophet. He's not God in the flesh. He's a prophet. He's just a regular human being. Or they say, well, he had, you know, Godhood came down upon him, but it left before he died because God cannot die. And so he was a human that had like a God blessing on him, and then the blessing went away, and then it came back after, and all this stuff. And yet John is just very clear. It confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. It makes it very clear that that is the centrality of what it means to actually believe and be a Christian. The centrality is that we call it the incarnation. The incarnation. It says in the book of John, not 1 John, but the book of John, that the Word that was with God and was God at the beginning of time, before the beginning of time, became flesh and dwelt among us. And that's how you get the name Emmanuel, that he became flesh. So God became flesh. It wasn't a human being that achieves some sort of enlightenment. It wasn't a human being speaking on behalf of God. It was God himself becoming flesh and living among us. And then, of course, that he died, and that then he rose again. And this is just central to what it means to be a Christian according to the Bible. Now, again, if you want to make up your own religion, if you want to make up your own variation, feel free, but don't say, well, that's what the Bible says, because the Bible doesn't say that. You have to say, well, you know, this is kind of my made-up version because it makes me feel better, or it's the one I like, or it's a version someone else made up, but it's not what God said in his word. What he said in his word was, God became flesh, dwelt among us, died, and rose again. And that's who Jesus is. That's who Jesus was. And so if you are a follower of Jesus or a Christ follower, Christian, Christian, then that's the key. And if you're defining Jesus in some other way, now you're doing a variety. You're doing something on your own. Because it's not how Jesus has spoken of himself. It's not how God has spoken of Jesus. It's not what we're taught in God's Word. It's not what the Bible portrays. And again, everyone's free to make up their own religion. If you want to make up your own religion, you just have to understand you're making up your own religion. Because Jesus is the only one who, as God, came, lived among us, demonstrated amazing power, died, and rose again. And you say, well, I don't believe he did that. Well, that's fine. Don't. You know, that's a choice everyone has to make. And if you don't believe that, that's okay. But what the Bible's saying here is, if you don't believe that, then you're not a Christian. You're something else. And just slapping that label on you, it doesn't mean it's truthful advertising. It's kind of like, you know, when they slap organic on everything now, and you kind of wonder, is it really organic? Or is that just an excuse to add $5 to the price? But do I really know that this was taken care of and manufactured or raised in a way that makes that label mean something? And there are so many things that, you know, and the same with sometimes made in the USA, right? That we, this is made in the USA. Well, maybe it was assembled in the USA. It was made in about five other countries, and they shipped the parts in here, and then they put the parts together, and then it was made in the USA. And again, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just, well, what do you mean? Because the label by itself is meaningless unless you look at what is the true definition. And here the definition is those that confess that Jesus Christ came in the flesh. Not that he manifested himself in some spiritualness. Not that he's some, the idea of Christ consciousness. Nope, real guy. Who is God? Born, lived, died, rose again. And this becomes central. Paul said, listen, if Jesus didn't rise again, if that didn't happen, well, then you should pity us. Because we're the most, we should be so pitied. Because it was central. It was central. You couldn't take these parts out. You couldn't remove these key components and still have biblical Christianity, have real Christianity. You have a variation that you've created for yourself. And that's why it's hard. And there's a lot of people who just can't go there. They just can't believe it. I've talked to people and they're like, no, I don't buy it. I don't accept that. And Jesus said, when he was here, he said, you know, very few follow this. He was very clear that this would not be a majority thing, which sometimes we forget. Sometimes we think that Christianity is supposed to be like a majority religion or something. And yet Jesus himself said that the way was narrow. The gate was narrow and few would find it. And it's not that he was not trying to make it hard. It just is hard because we're set against it. The whole human race, right from Adam and Eve on, have been pointing the wrong way and we have trouble turning around. Do you know that when somebody has a heart issue or a serious health issue where a doctor tells them you need to do X, Y, and Z or you will probably die, lose weight, stop smoking, whatever. The statistics they found is that 90% of people will choose to die. I mean, they don't say, I'm going to just die. They're hoping that the doctor's wrong, and they just take the gamble. But they don't stop. They don't change their diet. They don't lose the weight. They don't quit smoking. They do not effectively bring about the change in their life because it's just too hard. Because once we're pointed a certain way, we have a hard time repositioning ourselves. We don't like to turn. And that's the way, because we're all naturally pointed away from God. So it's fun if we can define Christianity on our own terms. But when Christ defines Christianity, we start having a hard time. And a lot of people, and that's why he said, what did he say? There's a lot of antichrists, a lot of false prophets have gone out into the world. They're going to try to market the more popular version that is easier. Because they want more people. And most people are not going to go for this. So think about today, what have you embraced? Thank you for listening to the Corner of Truth and Life. This has been a broadcast of the Beans Corner Baptist Church, located at the corner of 133 and 156 in North Jay. We would welcome you to join us each Sunday morning at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. for a service of music and challenge. If you would like to get more information on the church, listen to this show, past shows, or other messages, please visit us on the web at beanscorner.org or find us on Facebook. Thank you for listening, and we remind you to seek truth. This is Pastor Ira Hall. Have a great day.